thank you for joining me on this episode of In Tune. I'm excited to be here talking to you guys. Today is a very kind of dark Tuesday morning. I think they're expecting some snow today, which I'm hopeful for, but I'm not really feeling the snow thing. So one of the good things for me is when it snows, I actually get off work, which is awesome. And I'm hoping to get off work today early, which would be nice. Be a nice little warm up to Thanksgiving. I can't believe that it's Thanksgiving on Thursday. That is pretty crazy. It feels like this year has just flown by. I know I've seen a lot of people talking about that, and it really has. It really has. It was just 2018. Now, like, it's about to be 2020. This has been like a very fast year. I'm trying to think. Well, a lot of stuff has happened this year too. Anyway, last night I watched the Rams Chiefs game, like most of America should have, and it was an amazing football game. Probably the best Monday Night Football game ever, and possibly the best football game ever in terms of excitement and points and big plays and back and forth. I mean, it was all night long. It was just back and forth. There was no telling who was going to win. The Rams, of course, had the upper hand for most of the game, but the Chiefs were right there, and they kept coming back. They refused to go away, which was, I thought, pretty special. Especially when you consider the game was in Los Angeles. I was definitely rooting for the Kansas City Chiefs to win. Patrick Mahomes is my fantasy team, so I need him to go off. And he did go off fantasy-wise. He threw like 5 touchdowns or 6 touchdowns. But he also threw 3 interceptions, which was a thing that no one is really talking about, but I think it's a thing to kind of watch for, in that he showed some immaturity with some of the picks that he threw. He definitely forced a couple, especially at the end of the game. There was definitely still 30 seconds left. There was no reason to just chuck it up there, which is essentially what he did on a couple of occasions. As a Chiefs fan, I'm sure it had to be disappointing for you guys. I'm not a Chiefs fan, so I don't care. I got my fantasy points. We got the W. But I'm excited for the playoffs. Playoffs are going to be tough. The AFC, I don't think the Chiefs are going to be able to beat the Patriots, man. I know the Patriots haven't been super dominant this season. I know it feels like Tom Brady is old, and the stuff about his arm, and he looks like he can't throw the ball like consistently every week. But man, I would not count out Tom Brady in the playoffs. I don't care where the game is. Tom Brady's going to show up, and he's going to do a couple of things. Now, the one thing about the Chiefs that scares me as a Patriots fan is that they can rush the quarterback a little bit. With Houston and Ford, they present some danger, some threats. But I also think the key for the Patriots is Sonny Michel has to be there, has to go off, has to play super hard, and essentially relieve Tom Brady of all that pressure of having to carry the team. That's if the Patriots want to win, that's what they have to do. That's the formula. And I think that I want to see that game, but I wouldn't be so sure the Chiefs are headed to the Super Bowl. That's just me in the AFC. NFC, the Rams going to the Super Bowl, that I highly doubt, actually. Oh, yeah, one more team in the AFC, the Steelers, the Pittsburgh Steelers. I know they're always around. I know they always have, like, a pretty good regular season. They can always put up points. They can never stop anyone. And they can never perform in the playoffs. But this season is different. And I just have a feeling the Steelers are due. Right? The same way that a team in the NFC that I'm going to talk about in a second is due to make it to the Super Bowl. Right? Like, it's long overdue. Like, this team that's been together, that has performed so well for years, it's like about time, right on time for them to get back there. The Steelers, I feel like, are that team. So If you're looking for a destiny team, the Steelers are the team, especially with the Le'Veon Bell thing. It just sounds like the story that happens of, oh, you ain't show up, we got a Super Bowl, haha. It feels like it. So those, I'm just not sure the Chiefs are getting to the Super Bowl. That's me. But I would love to see Tyreek Hill in the Super Bowl because, I mean, fireworks. Fireworks. NFC, the Rams. Everyone's on the Rams. I think the best team in NFC at this moment is easily the Saints. Saints beat the Rams already. The Saints, I think, would beat the Rams more times than not if they were to play. They have a very solid football team. And the problem with the Saints, for everyone, is that the Saints can literally score every possession. If their offense isn't clicking or working, they'll just throw it to Alvin Kamara. And if you think you can somehow cover him, which I haven't seen anyone do, they'll just throw it to Michael Thomas every single down. It's actually kind of ridiculous. Michael Thomas reminds me of Brandon Marshall. I think that's his comparison. That's who you comp him to, is Brandon Marshall, who the Saints just signed. Ooh. Saints are... they're on it. Right? Remember Brandon Marshall when he was with the Broncos? He was tough. He could catch everything. There was nothing he wouldn't catch. He was big, so you couldn't really body him off the ball. He was never really super-duper fast, but he would burn you because... he was faster than you. And he would have games of like 19. I want to say he has a game where he got 21 catches in a football game. That's what Michael Thomas does, essentially. It's that kind of impact of throwing me the ball every single time, and I will catch it every single. His catch percentage, I believe, is like 90%. Which is ridiculous. I mean, 90% of everything thrown his way is a catch. So, worst come to worst, if the Saints are having issues, they could literally just have Michael Thomas run 10 yards down the field and throw it up to him. Percentages are saying it's going to be a catch. It's going to be a first down. You're going to move the chains. You're going to win the game. The Saints look like a team of destiny. The one thing I don't like about the Saints, the only thing I don't like about the Saints, I should say, is... I'm kind of wary of teams that go on these, like, super long winning streaks because it feels like it piles up pressure. They've been winning a lot. They lost the first game of the season, and they haven't lost since. It feels like the pressure builds once you start winning that many games. But the one good thing they have for them is that the Chiefs and the Rams have also taken attention because... they've been so prolific offensively and have basically have the same record as the Saints, more or less. People haven't heaped 100% of all the praise on the Saints, right? Like, the Saints are getting noticed. The Saints beating the Rams put them on a map. Everybody knows the Saints are good. Everybody knows what Drew Brees is doing. But they're not the only team doing it, so they're not the only team getting that attention. So, those three teams are actually all helping each other in terms of splitting opinions and support and ensuring that the hype, the craziness around one team doesn't get too crazy, right? At the beginning of the season, it was all about the Chiefs. It was like, who is this Mahomes guy? Where did he come from? How is he doing this? Who can stop Tyreek Hill? No one. Who can stop Kelce? Kareem Hunt is option number 4 on this team. Will they ever stop scoring? Will they ever stop scoring? It seemed like they scored whenever they felt like. And then, you know, they lost to the Patriots, and they kind of hit a bit of a... they weren't throwing up 40 points every week, which kind of let us, you know, look at the Rams. Oh, my God, the Rams are coming. The Rams are doing it. The Rams hadn't lost. They were the only undefeated team left. They were running through everybody. They were putting up points. Their defense... not very good, but they have a couple of playmakers on defense that scares you, especially playoff time. I do not want to see Aaron Donald in the playoff. I mean, he is a monster, right? So you're thinking of them, you're looking at them, you're thinking, whew, that's a tough tough team. Then they go to New Orleans and they lose. And the Saints beat them, and now it's all about the Saints. But it keeps switching. It keeps switching. If I had to pick a team that I think would go on a bit of a run to end the season, I'm biased, but I definitely have the Patriots as that team. I just think the Steelers are another team. The Steelers and the Patriots are the two teams I'd be on the lookout for coming up in the next couple of weeks that's going to emerge or reemerge as contenders. That, hey, we're over here too. Don't forget us. We can do this football team. We can do it well. So I'm excited for that, for sure.